News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Our fabulous producer is Rob Center. And on the news line right now, I am so glad to say that Dr. Alfred Kentigern Sievers is on the line. He's Associate Professor of English at Bucknell University. Of course, we know him as the great humanities professor who brings art and writing and history to the Susquehanna, the Heartland Coalition, and really just keeps us informed about, you know, we can talk about all this work in the valley we want to as it relates to the watershed, but remember, we are just the latest stewards of this watershed. There have been many, many people living off of and enjoying the environment long before us. Dr. Sievers, Alf, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, good morning, Mark. I was hoping to be in the studio with you, but bummerly, I got lost on the way there. I'm not so familiar with the road layout now that the thruway bridge is going up there, and I had a little trouble, but it's good to be on the phone.
Okay, well, you're probably not all that far from me, but in any event, you're on the news line, and that's an important important aspect of this. We have been talking about the series at Bucknell University, What Does It Mean to Be an American Today? So where are we in relation to the beginning and the end of that series? Who's coming up? There was somebody scheduled for February. That got moved out a little bit farther. Tell us the status of this good series.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, the real idea of the series is going into the 2020 election and all the divisions that we have in the country. What does it mean to be American? What makes us American? Those are big questions today. The issue that we're looking at next on Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. is the issue of sexual and religious identities. Sometimes those seem to be in conflict today in debates about sexual freedom versus religious freedom. Sometimes they're not. So we have two speakers on that. One is Rod Dreher, who is an author and traditional Christian blogger. He wrote a book called The Benedict Option, which calls for Christians to think about living in more intentional communities in a more secular America today. And then the other speaker or debater is Dr. Andrew Sullivan, who is, among other things, author of Same-Sex Marriage, Pro and Con. He was an advocate for same-sex marriage and is an advocate of homosexual rights. Both of them share a Christian faith. They have different perspectives on that and how that relates to issues of religious freedom versus sexual freedom as it plays out. You know, some of the cases that we've seen, such as the, you know, the Bakery cases, the Forrest cases, and issues such as the Equality Act, which is in Congress currently. So it should be a real interesting night. The two of them have been described as frenemies, so they know each other, and they do share a common faith, and they're able to debate with one another on these very contentious, sometimes very contentious issues. So it's an opportunity also, hopefully, to see people disagree, but disagree in a civil way, and in a way maybe we can learn from both their perspectives.
Well, is that civil disagreement? First of all, if there's any way you can speak up just a little bit, we don't have the best...
Oh, sure. I'm sorry, yeah.
No, it's great. We don't have the best cell signal. Okay. Can we use them as mentors when it comes to civil discourse, the fact that they'll be on the stage together speaking civilly and honestly and doing some listening as part of this?
Hopefully, we really see this as a main part of this project, is to try to encourage students, faculty, community members to think about listening going into the 2020 election. Can we listen to each other? Can we try to reason through issues? Even if we don't convince others necessarily, at least to understand better what their perspectives are. So yes, we are looking to them, hopefully, as mentors. Hopefully, this won't be the evening where they decide to really disagree with each other and get into a big fight. But we had Cornel West and Robert George come out to debate a couple of years ago and do this same sort of mentoring. It was very successful. we hope this will be a similar event, too.
All right. Well, that would be a sort of a funny outcome. That would make global news, so that would be interesting. In the preamble to the what does it mean to be an American today discussion, you say, is it dependent on geography or soil, meaning you just happen to be in this country and be a citizen, or is it related to race, class, sexuality, or religion, or on an idea? What does it mean to be an American? When you hear that sentence, how do you answer the question, what does it mean to be an American, Alf?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think in talking with students about this, often there seems to be a shared idea still, that we subscribe to the idea that all human beings are created equal, going back to the Declaration of Independence. So there is a certain set of ideas that seem to go with being American, but how that gets applied today is often pretty controversial. And even the idea of when do we look to the beginning of America as a project? The New York Times had the 1619 Project last year, which was the anniversary of the beginning of slavery in North America, considering that as a starting point of a negative kind, and of course, and others, you know, still look to 1776 as a starting point. So that there's a lot of contention about what was is America, has America been a kind of white nationalist project from the beginning? Is it a project that we can take on its face value for its ideals? Is it a combination? You know, all these things are very much being debated, at least in academia.
And what's your reaction when you hear someone say that some behavior by some citizen, you know, maybe a Democrat would say something a Republican did was un-American, or vice versa, a Republican might say that about a Democrat. What's your reaction when you hear one calling another un-American?
Well, I think that's a dangerous road to go down, and we've seen examples of that in past history that did not end well. One aspect of being American is being part of a group of people or a society, so it can be subscribing to ideas, but we're also all in this together as a national community, so we have to be careful about not trying to exclude people. In that sense, it's maybe something greater even than the ideas. It's just recognizing that, okay, we're all in a society together. So in that sense, maybe there's something a little
True or false quiz for the professor. Are we more divided than we've ever been before?
We were pretty divided at least a couple other points. So we've always had a lot of division. I think the maybe the highlight of division, so to speak, or the low light would be the Civil War and then maybe the 1960s. But we seem to be in a cycle again of intensified division currently. Hopefully that's not going to go into any kind of civil war, but some people argue that we're in a kind of nonviolent cultural civil war, just in the degree to which people are divided, and you know that's not a good situation to be in for any long length of time. So,
what should we do? Suppose we agree we don't like being as divided. What is a solution to that?
Well, I think that being aware of our history is really important. Being willing to sit down and listen to people with different perspectives than ours, such as we're trying to do in a small way in this project. In other words, to develop our skills of listening and debating with each other in a civil and reasonable way. That's all really important. I think that there are some, my own view is that there are some really important ideals in our past history, and we need to keep those in mind, whatever our problems, and there have been serious problems in our history. I think our devotion to freedom and to a sense of freedom that's not just about individual rights, but it's also about service, a sense of freedom as voluntary service. service to truth. One of those truths is that all human beings are created equal. So I think we have to remind ourselves of those ideals, be aware of our history, and then be willing to engage in civil debate and some deep listening instead of just name-calling. And that's difficult to do.
Please make a pitch for folks to consider attending the Bucknell series, What Does It Mean to Be an American, as it continues.
Right. So February 18th, Rod Dreher and Andrew Sullivan, that's a Tuesday, 7 p.m., at the Elaine Langone Forum at Bucknell. It's free. Everybody's welcome to come. You can find details on the series at bpalc.blogs.bucknell.edu.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much for all the information and the help that BPALC is, the Bucknell Program for American Leadership and Citizenship. Alf Sievers, thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
Thank you. Dr. Alf Sievers, a Bucknell University Humanities Professor. We very much appreciate his help and his assistance today. Sorry he couldn't make it into the studio, but we'll have him here for his next interview.